This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. It was supposed to be Trump's Katrina. Remember that? It was a full month of angry protests, hysterical columns, shrieking media personalities, dishonest magazine covers, all designed to turn voters against the president decisively and permanently. The immigration policies coming out of the White House made Trump like Hitler. They told you that again and again and again on the other channels. It was a month of nonstop drama. Red-faced demagogues barking into TV cameras. Progressive mobs threatening administration officials in restaurants. Things seemed to fall apart. What was the effect of all of this politically? We now have a conclusive answer to that. In the first week of June, right before all this began, the president's approval rating, according to the Real Clear Politics average, was 42%. His disapproval rating was 54%. That's a spread of 12 points. After a full month of all the cable news morons calling him Hitler, Trump's approval rating rose to 43%. That's one of the highest of his presidency. And his disapproval drops to 52%. That's a spread of 9 points, an improvement over the beginning of the month. But here's the remarkable part. In the Harvard-Harris poll, the president's approval rating rose 10 points among Hispanic voters. Keep in mind, this is over the exact same period when every single person with a master's degree in the continental United States was telling you that Trump hates Hispanics. And yet his number among Hispanic voters rose 10 points. Amazing. Could it be that the cable news dummies don't really understand the country they pretend to report on? Could it be that Hispanic Americans are pretty much like every other American, normal people who love their country and know that illegal immigration hurts all of us? It looks that way. That's bad news for Democrats who are betting that a campaign of hysteria and race baiting would move voters to the polls on their behalf in November. It hasn't worked. Will the left figure out that it hasn't worked? Maybe, but maybe not. They've grown so confident that Trump is finished, over, done, that they're no longer hiding what they really think. They pulled off the mask and they're telling you directly. Calls to halt family separation turned almost immediately into demands to end deportation itself, to abolish ICE, abolish profit, abolish prisons. The left believes that voters are so angry at Trump that they want to abolish the country that elected him and replace it with an entirely new country where borders and business, where the law itself all no longer exist. They're betting that most voters hate Trump so much that they've come to hate America too. That's their gamble. As of tonight, it is not paying off.
Great insight there from Tucker Carlson last night. It is rather strange, is it not? But this is what happens when we get so fixed and ideologically fixed at that. On any one thing over another, this is the dangerous part. And this is why we need, you know, free speech. Our First Amendment. To be able to, you know, break those walls down. Otherwise, we all go to our different tribes and, next thing you know, we're going to start lobbing, mud balls or worse yet, at one another as if we haven't already been doing that. This is not what the United States is all about. It's what we're becoming, though, with all this rhetoric that's flying about and this disrespect. That you would have a president of the United States. I mean, it was bad enough under Barack Obama, and I understand that there was a lot of contention and a lot of doubt, and it just seemed that the mainstream media, the forces that are driving a lot of the narrative today, but they're just not able to control it quite as easy. Because Main Street America said, look, we got duped before. We're not going to buy into this. We're going to, hey, this is the information age. It's out there. We're going to check this out and just not take your word for granted. And thank God for that, because they were holding, the media more accountable. And they're doing it by just walking away. You know, if you violate the trust of your subscribers, they're just going to walk away. In the same way that's happening in California, where, I've been for the last couple of weeks here. And as Megan Barth reported earlier in the week, more moving vans leaving the state than coming in. What does that tell you? People vote with their legs and with their money, and that's what is happening here as well. And it's what's happening, I'm sure, in your neighborhood.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy 4th of July, America. It is Independence Day all over the land, this good land in which we live in. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and it is time for our favorite historian, the one, the only, Bruce Kaufman. Yes, syndicated columnist, award-winning historian, author, and speaker is with us, as he is on most of our holidays. We treasure this time that we can have together. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill, and a happy 4th of July to you and all of your listeners.
Hey, thank you so much. Lots to talk about here on the 4th of July. One of your latest columns, We Honor Jefferson. You say columnist George Will once wrote, "We honor Jefferson, but we live in Hamilton's country." Break that down, if you would.
Okay, so what he's saying is that we honor Jefferson, but we live in Alexander Hamilton's country, because the country we live in today, Bill, is a country of industry, commerce, finance, investing, manufacturing. It's a diverse economy, and that's what Hamilton always envisioned, whereas Jefferson and most of his fellow founding fathers always thought that America was going to remain an agrarian economy in which gentlemen planters such as themselves lived alongside yeoman farmers. That was what they thought, that the America would remain. Hamilton was smarter than that. He knew if we remained in an agrarian economy, we would be left way behind as the rest of the world modernized. But we do honor Jefferson, and we honor him because, as Abe Lincoln pointed out in a wonderful quote in which he said, "All honor to Jefferson." What Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence was not just that we are leaving the British Empire. He articulated some universal principles that would apply as to all men at all times, as Lincoln wrote, and today in all coming days. So we are not okay. So what he's saying here is that there are universal principles that we are leaving the British Empire to protect, and they apply to all men at all times. Mm-hmm. And the chief among those universal principles is that we are all created equal, and we all have the equal right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it didn't just apply to the revolutionary generation that broke with Great Britain. It applied to all people who came to America, all immigrants who came to America, became American citizens. They, too, have equal rights under the law. They, too, have the right to individual liberty. That is the chief universal principle that Jefferson articulated. That is the main reason why we honor him for writing that declaration.
Yeah, when you consider, you know, for a moment, you know, we so quickly say, Bruce, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the profundity of that statement, the insight, it's almost like the heavens opened up and drop down, you know, these specific words that came from the throne room of God.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And what he says is that we are endowed by our Creator with those certain unalienable rights, which are the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Absolutely. These are God-given rights that no government can ever take away. That is the other part of that universal principle. These are rights that came before government. These are rights given to us by God. So no government can ever take those away from us. They are sacrosanct. They are given to us by God. They are universal. No one can take them away from us.
But yet the polarity, the political polarity that is growing today, you know, they're going right at that foundation. And to me, that's the plus minus. You know, like anything, you know, you have a mission statement in organizations. And why is that mission statement there? But to remind people that this is the target, this is the purpose, the reason, you know, for being of that organization, lest you forget, because it can happen because you get so busy and you get so self-important and indulged that you think, okay, it's all about me. And then all of a sudden you trip over the mission statement and realize, oh, okay, I'm just part of the program. I'm not the program. And this is what's happening in the political divide, I believe, is that we've unhinged ourselves from these foundational principles that Thomas Jefferson laid out for us. And we repeat on so many days like today. But do we really believe it?
Yeah, Bill, here's the thing. Okay. You're absolutely right. And Jefferson wrote the greatest mission statement of all time, and that is the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. But what he wanted everybody, what he wanted to make very clear, again, okay, Jefferson was an optimist. Well, his fellow founding fathers were sort of pessimistic about, okay, you know, governments are run by self-interested, imperfect human beings, so we have to put a lot of checks on government power. That made perfect sense. Jefferson was absolutely an optimist in thinking that we have a huge capacity for self-improvement, including our ever-improving capacity for self-government. And Jefferson was often overly optimistic about this. But one thing he got absolutely right was that he believed, and the Declaration of Independence states this, he believed that the most polyglot, the most diverse nation in the history of the world would always remain a nation of one people. Those words are in the Declaration, one people.
Right.
Okay, and so what we have, what the 4th of July should be reminding us all is e pluribus unum. Mm-hmm. We are out of many one. So
exactly.
We need to think of ourselves as American first, not as members of groups. This is the problem, is that we think of ourselves as, I'm a conservative Republican, my neighbors are liberal Democrats. So whenever I argue with them, I'm thinking, he's a liberal Democrat, he doesn't know what he's talking about, I'm always right. And then the exact opposite. If I think about him as an American first, and I'm an American also, then we're fellow Americans, then my arguments with him and his arguments with me will be more rational. I will be thinking of him as an American, not some crazy liberal Democrat, and therefore I'm going to listen to his argument. I'm going to be more prone to accept his argument, to think about his argument, and it maybe even change my mind because of his argument. That's what Jefferson was saying. We are Americans first. We're not African Americans versus white Caucasians, Democrats
exactly.
versus Republicans, members of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, or white supremacists. We're Americans, and if we keep that in mind, we've got a much better chance of having a unified nation rather than a fractured nation that we're becoming.
And Bruce, when you think about, you know, just from the aspect, one part of what America does in terms of the military, it's not like there's a different line for military men and women who are Democrats or military men and women who, I mean, they're all together. I mean, this is a uniting force. It has to be. I mean, especially when it's life and death. But, you know, I think sometimes we don't realize that, you know, a lot of people are antithetical to this great American experiment, as grand as this is. And you and I mean, we love the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, our founding fathers. I mean, I stand in awe of them, Bruce. Every time I pause and I read something, and of course, you know, such is our tradition. And I was really touched to find out that, you know, Charles Krautheimer would do this. And he would do this with people that he would have over at his house on 4th of July, and they would all sit around together and read the Constitution.
Yeah.
I mean, Juan Williams himself even talked about, and you could see how animated he became in talking about, you know, the experience. And these are blessings and experiences that we, the people, Americans, fellow citizens, miss out on because we don't reconnect with the the brilliance of these founding documents.
Yeah, and you know, Charles Krauthammer is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. He was conservative. He's always really to listen to any other argument. He was calm and cool in his demeanor. And when he argued not with anger, but with reason. And he listened to the people he was arguing with, and he would accept them. He didn't always agree with them, but he always gave them the opportunity to air out their opinions. And he was the perfect gentleman when it came to that. Absolutely. Well,
and he had a great line and attitude about that. And I'm going to share it and remind you when we come back from the break. Bruce Kaufman is with us. More after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
They come into America. They come into America. They come into America.
know, the one thing about this radio show, short on opinion, long on facts, as you often have heard me say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But we want to pursue the truth and the facts as best we can. There's enough empirical evidence out there. There's some things that we need to work out. I think some things that you need to revisit, you know, when you lose your way. This is the reason for a mission statement and what good CEOs of any organization will do. And that is when an organization has lost its way, it'll point to the mission statement. And I think if ever there was a time that we needed to be pointed back, you know, to our Constitution and our founding principles, it is now, because, yes, we love diversity. But as Bruce was saying earlier, I mean, think of E Pluribus Unum. You know, from many come one. You know, our founding fathers, I mean, it is so amazing, you know, Bruce, and I only can consider that it had to be a God thing for the vision of these founding fathers to be so expanded beyond what they were dealing with in the face of fear, in the face of, you know, being treasonous. You know, that they could see an America down the road that would be dynamic, that would have incredible possibilities, that immigrants would come from all over the world. You know, I think the latest Gallup poll, what did they say, something, 162 million people would love to come to America. I say come to America, be Americans, and add to the great American experiment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and remember, it was a God-given thing, because when the 56 men signed that Declaration of Independence, they knew that they've just signed up. I mean, they were traitors. Mm-hmm. They were traitors, yes, to the British Empire. And signing that Declaration,
yeah, that was their death sentence, right?
Right. It was. Yeah. It was. They were saying, I mean, they had a pretty good, as Ben Franklin kind of humorlessly put it, surely we must all hang together. We must all hang together, or surely we will all hang separately.
Yes.
Because they were now traitors to the British Empire. And by the way, they were about to go to war with the mightiest military power in the world at that time. They were a nation of about 3 million people, no army or navy to speak of, no financial resources, no allies. That was it.
Yeah.
You know, which is why, by the way, I just have to mention this. In the Declaration of Independence, when Jefferson ends it, he ends it by saying, and for the support of this declaration, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Congress changed that. They added, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
yeah,
which means we're hoping that divine providence, we're hoping that God will be on our side in this fight. And there's, you know, there's no harm in currying favor with divine providence.
Yeah, without a doubt. And again, these were spiritual men. Yes, they ran the vast gamut of their perception of the divine. But nonetheless, you know, when you get to the end of yourselves, Bruce, what do you rely on? And these men, what they embarked on was something so incredible, as you say, going against the most powerful army. And, you know, they're not even outfitted. You know, it's like, hey, do you got a gun? No, I got a pitchfork. I mean, you know, it's like, we're going to take on the world's biggest army at the time, so under-equipped, and the odds were such against us, except for those that, you know, like I say, that become but God, you know, believers, you know,
right,
that when your back is up against the wall and everything tells you it's not, so often in the Bible, when you think that all is lost, you hear that transitional phrase, but God.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know,
but let me just add one thing, Bill. Part of the, I mean, we think of the Declaration of Independence today. What is the most memorable phrase? It is, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But it must be remembered that the most important part of the Declaration of Independence to Congress at that time was the middle part, in which Jefferson had articulated a laundry list of complaints, mm-hmm, against the British Empire.
Right.
Okay, what the Declaration of Independence was about, basically, was they wanted to justify their revolution, not just to their fellow Americans, but,
yeah,
to the rest of the civilized
world,
which,
yes,
which,
exactly,
which was Europe.
Right.
And so they're hoping that if they can justify this decision to break with the English, it will be legitimate in the eyes of those European powers, and therefore down the road, those European powers might help them with financial loans or soldiers and sailors. There was a purpose to that middle part, which was to justify their revolution, make it legitimate so that one day down the road they might get some help from all those European powers who really would be happy to see the British Empire knocked down a peg by the jewel of its crown in terms of its empire, America leaving.
You know, the foresight, the wisdom of the inclusion of that in the Declaration of Independence was so brilliant. Again, the inspiration that had taken place, the words, how they were crafted together and what was included, and the forecast of saying, look at, we're going to want to trade. We're going to want to be responsible agents, to the greater cause of the world. And, we're letting you know up front that this is a legitimate cause, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are legitimate. We have legitimate, justifiable reasons for breaking from the British Empire, the most important of which was that they were violating our rights as Englishmen, which they'd consider themselves to be. And the British government, King George III and the British Parliament, were violating their God-given rights. And
exactly.
So they said, okay, if you're going to keep violating our rights, we are going to break off. We are going to create our own nation in which our rights are protected in a government that we're going to create, in which we have the say in how we're going to govern ourselves. We are the sovereign people. That's the other thing about the Declaration of Independence. What Jefferson is saying there is that it isn't governments who are sovereign. It is the people who are sovereign. Right. Governments don't give us rights. We give governments powers.
Right. Well, and at this point, basically, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, had turned the whole institution of government upside down, did it not? I mean, I got to imagine the rest of the world looking at this manifesto, the Declaration of Independence, and seeing the Constitution going, these guys are crazy, right?
In the sense that throughout history, governments were sovereign, and the only rights that people possessed were those given to them by the government. Mm-hmm. Jefferson's Declaration reverses it. The people are sovereign, and the only powers that governments possess we're giving to the government, and the only powers we're giving to the government are the powers necessary to protect our rights. That is what he articulates in the Declaration of Independence that ushered in a sea change in how the world began to view governments. Absolutely.
You see, and this is the challenge that we have today, Bruce, is that we, the people, the American citizen, lacks understanding, and they need to apprehend that once again, or apprehend it for the first time, what it is meant by a government of the people, of, for, and we, the people. It's not of, for, and by Donald Trump. It is not by Nancy Pelosi. It is by we the people. But if we don't hold our rightful position of authority, then you have the runaway government that we have today.
Absolutely, Bill. Absolutely. We are, right, again, we are the sovereign people, okay? And that's why the Founding Fathers made the legislative branch the first among equals branch of the government, which today it's not. Today the executive and the judicial branch are beginning to usurp powers that the Founding Fathers gave to the legislative branch. Why did they make the legislative branch the number one branch? Because it's the branch closest to the people.
Yes.
It's the branch most dependent upon the people for their jobs. It is the branch that has to be most responsive to the people. It is the branch that should be making public policy by passing laws.
Exactly.
Executive orders, this judicial activism, this is really not how the Founding Fathers originally intended the government to work. It is a perversion of how the government was supposed to work.
Well, you opened up door number three that you and I need to further discuss, because this is something that we need to draw a bead on seriously. Real quick, regarding Charles Krauthammer, I loved his line, what he said. He says that when you see another person, you do not know what they're going through, so be kind. And maybe that's what we should remember, is to be kind this 4th of July weekend and celebrate together. We've got a lot to celebrate.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323.
800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fake news, they're all back there. They're all back there.
President Trump speaks at a salute to service dinner on 4th of July Eve at a resort in West Virginia.
If I would have shot a 75, they'd say there's no way he could do it. There's no way. They might be right about that, actually. But they are back there. They would have said there's no way. 3.4 million new jobs since Election Day. They would have said no way.
Today, the President and First Lady will host a 4th of July picnic at the White House for military families. A federal judge says cities and states have a strong case that the Trump administration acted in bad faith when it included a question about citizenship in the census. That Manhattan judge, Jesse Furman, saying he will allow lawsuits against that to proceed. Then you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Can you hold it together? 'Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Mitchell joins us now. He's the chairman of the Center for Freedom and Prosperity. Dan, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing just fine. Glad to be on the show.
Good to be here. Talk about how the president is standing firm on his tariffs decision. Break it down for us.
Well, there's actually several issues. There's tariffs in terms of steel and aluminum. There's threatened tariffs on European auto imports. There are tariffs against China. So he's really opened a multi-front war. And unfortunately, I'm worried that the war is on American consumers and American producers, because these tariffs are basically trade taxes, and so they hurt American consumers. And they hurt the American companies that need foreign inputs in their production process.
Do you think that these things have to happen in order for everybody to come to the bargaining table? Because I hear the president's stance that America is so big that these countries have to deal with us. And though there may be a period of discomfort, we'll end up recovering that on the other side of this. I guess it just depends on how long this trade war takes hold.
Well, I certainly hope that turns out to be true. And the people I know who work for the administration tell me, no, just give it time, and we'll see that these other countries will come to the table. But I think that underneath it all, the president doesn't understand that a trade deficit is not a bad thing. I have a trade deficit every week with my local grocery store. They never buy anything from me. I'm always buying stuff from them. Am I being hurt? No, it's voluntary exchange. And likewise, right. If foreigners are buying, let's say we buy things from overseas, so foreigners have dollars. Now, sometimes they use those dollars to buy American exports, but sometimes they use those dollars to invest in our economy. that's actually a signal of strength in America. In other words, the flip side of a trade deficit is a capital surplus. And usually the countries that are growing the fastest, the countries that are most economically rich, are the ones that have these capital surpluses, i.e. a trade deficit. So my concern is that while I hope that your analysis is right, that Trump is playing a strategic game to force other countries to the bargaining table, I do worry that he, underneath it all, thinks that countries should have zero trade balances with each other. And that's just not, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think ultimately I would agree with that part of the proposition that you're saying here, Dana. That has always made sense to me, that there's going to be some imbalance. But how do we address, you know, the fact that some of these nations have access to our consumer base, you know, in terms of selling cars into this country, but yet when we sell cars into their country, there's kind of protective provisions, so there's not a level playing field. That's just one of those things I think that sticks out in most people's minds. What do you say?
Well, that's true, but we live in a glass house in some instances, so we have to be very careful about throwing stones. Mm. As a general rule, we have a 2.5% import tax on foreign automobiles. The European Union has a 10% import tax on their imported automobiles, so it sounds like, you know, that they have a trade barrier four times as high as we do. But we have a 25% import tax on foreign pickup trucks. And that's, of course, a big part of the market now. So the ideal thing, and this is actually something Trump said after the G7 meeting, he said, why don't we just all agree to get rid of all these import barriers? And that would actually be the best result.
Exactly.
In effect, we'd be copying Hong Kong and Singapore, which have become very rich places with total free trade.
Right. No, I thought, you know, to me, when he said that, I go, okay, this is where we're going with this. And this is why I say I think that, you know, there's a bit of a strategy here. People through pain are forced to have discussions. I know initially, you know, we hear the ego statements and all that, and, you know, whether it's coming from the Prime Minister of Canada or from representatives from various EU nations. But at the end of the day, you know, we've got to work this out to where it's win-win. And, of course, the biggest elephant in the room still that is very problematic from my eyes is still dealing with China and some of the, intellectual property that has been stolen along the way. How do we address that, Dan?
Well, that is a serious problem. And I think even more than intellectual property, the even bigger issue is that China is still not a market economy. Mm-hmm. And they heavily subsidize some of their export industries because the government controls the allocation of capital. And so if you have a company in China that in effect is getting free money to build their factories and buy their machines and stuff like that, and an American competitor has to, of course, you know, go into the financial markets, and you know, that's not a level playing field.
Exactly.
So China is a problem, but here's what's frustrating about what Trump is doing. If he had gone to the WTO, the Europeans, the Japanese, most every other country in the world would have been on our side, and there's no question. It may have taken a couple of years because the WTO process moves slowly, but we would have won that case.
Mm-hmm.
But now Trump is doing this sort of unilateral thing against China. Well, they're simply responding by imposing tariffs on American imports into China. And in the meantime, European and Japanese companies are taking advantage of what Trump is doing to get more business in China. So I sympathize with what Trump is complaining about. But, boy, I just don't think he took the right route. He was too impatient.
Right. Yeah, quite possibly. I can appreciate that argument, Dan. What about the WTO? What is the future? I mean, has this move rendered them inert in the long run?
Well, I guess there's a good news and a bad news. The good news about the WTO is it does create a set of neutral rules for the entire world, or not quite the entire world. There are some countries that aren't part of it, but basically the entire economically significant world is part of the WTO. Mm-hmm. And there are certain rules about what's called national treatment and most favored nation and so on and so forth that do create a level playing field. However, because China and India and some other countries are now part of the WTO, it's not really a vehicle to get additional trade liberalization. So I'm glad the WTO is there. The WTO is part of a process that has greatly liberalized trade over several decades. It's good for the global economy. We win. The United States wins like 90% of the cases that we bring to the WTO. So, unlike the average international bureaucracy, which I think oftentimes they have anti-free market mindsets, the WTO has a pro-free market bias, and I think it's been good for the U.S., but I don't think we can expect additional good things in the future from the WTO because the membership now is just so big and it's a consensus organization.
Right, exactly. Well, Dan, as we wrap things up here, what's the best we can hope for right now? I mean, we're into it this far. It's almost like we have to play this out, and we can only hope the best case scenario, a little bit of what you've suggested, and maybe a blend of what I've offered as well.
Well, I certainly hope what you suggested at the start of our interview is true, that Trump is just playing a three-dimensional chess and he's going to get these other countries to come make concessions. But here's my concern. Other countries have public opinion as well. So if I don't really have much respect for Trudeau up in Canada. I think he's a bit of a lightweight. But politically, he can't just back down and surrender. Even China, which is in a democracy, they have to worry about public relations and public image, so they're just not going to back down. So what concerns me is if we get into tit-for-tat protectionism, that's sort of what happened in the 1930s, and the whole thing could spiral out of control. So let's hope somehow that some adults are going to sit down in a room together and say, hey, let's not repeat the mistake we made in the 30s. Let's agree to all reduce our trade barriers across the board, and that would be a win-win for the American economy and the global economy as well.
You got it. He's the chairman of the Center for Freedom and Prosperity. Dan Mitchell has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. Dan, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Orthodermatologics, the makers of Cilique Brodalumab Injection. For over 25 years, Jane Nastasi searched for the right treatment for her plaque psoriasis, a chronic non-contagious skin disease that caused her embarrassment and forced her to wear clothing that exposed little skin, even during the summer. After trying many treatments, Jane's dermatologist suggested she try Cilique Brodalumab Injection, a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from injections or pills, systemic therapy, or phototherapy, treatment using ultraviolet light treatment, and who have tried other systemic therapy that didn't work or stopped working. It's not known whether Cilique is safe and effective in children. Cilique works differently than other psoriasis treatments by blocking a specific group of proteins at the site of inflammation. Patients often try a variety of treatments before finding one that works, or sometimes a treatment works for a while and then stops. Since being treated with Cilique, Jane's skin is almost cleared.
I spent years uncomfortable in my own skin. Cilique changed that for me. I hope others with this condition will talk to their doctor about available treatment options to find what works best for them.
Cilique Brodalumab Injection is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from injections, pills, systemic therapy, or phototherapy, and who have tried another systemic therapy that didn't work or stopped working. Do not take Cilique if you are allergic to any of its ingredients. Tell your doctor if you have a history of suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, or mood problems, or if you start to have these, as suicidal thoughts and behavior have occurred in patients treated with Cilique. Cilique may lower your ability to fight infections and may increase your risk of infection. Before starting Cilique, your doctor should test for tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or have symptoms of infection, such as fever, fatigue, cough, or any type of sores, or if you plan to receive or have recently received a vaccine. If you have Crohn's disease, do not use Cilique as symptoms may worsen. Talk to your doctor about additional safety information and to see if Cilique is an option for you. For full prescribing information, including medication guide, please visit www.cilique.com or call Cilique Solutions at 1-855-RX-Cilique, 1-855-797-4547, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. He's James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So how fast was your heart beating when you see LeBron James thinking he's a cliff diver jumping off some rocks? I got to imagine, you know, here's Magic Johnson trying to give him 154 you know, bazillion dollars, and the knucklehead and all his brilliance is putting his whole life into jeopardy by jumping off, you know, rocks like he's some Acapulco, you know, cliff diver.
Yeah, I mean, really, there has to be a provision in his contract saying that he's not supposed to engage in death-defying activities, yeah. You know, skydiving without a parachute, things like that.
Well, it's like the isn't it there like the stupid clause? If you're stupid, you can't cash a check.
There should be. Well, no, but that would there'd be a lot of checks that weren't cashed in sports and entertainment if there were stupid clause. But you know what? Speaking of stupid, LeBron is going to be invited to all the parties in Hollywood. He's going to be very popular. Not only is he left of center, but he hates President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
He fits right in.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, I don't know. What can you say? But, you know, let's see if they can get the rest of the team together. Even Magic Johnson was ready to, you know, keep cash in his briefcase. He said if he couldn't close the deal here. But right now he's got a big signing with LeBron, and we'll see what happens with the Lakers if they can return to glory.
Magic's the right guy to teach LeBron what it means to be a team player, because that was Magic's, you know,
forte,
approach to the game. That's the way he played. So we'll see.
Well, Magic was also, if you remember, when they needed McAdoo, right? He, in order to clear some space, he took a cut in pay because he knew it was going to be McAdoo. McAdoo was going to make the difference for them to win a championship. And money well invested, and it worked for him.
No, and he was always like that. I mean, I think he was the leader every year of his career in assists. I mean, that's his approach. He was an amazing team player, but he was gifted at assisting.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, when you got that kind of charm on top of it and so much going for him, I mean, he remains the icon. Whether it has to do with the Dodgers or the Lakers, Magic is you know, has done well for everybody, and congratulations to him, and we'll see what happens with the Lakers.
He's a sports entrepreneur, definitely in Southern California.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, speaking of which, we're talking Hollywood and LeBron. Is he going to be out there, you know, with all the anti-ICE folks here in California and all the celebs?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't seen, you know, LeBron's stance. But he seems to have, you know, followed the litany of faith of the liberals. But yet now, in addition to hating Trump, now the Hollywood crowd, the protesters, the Democrats, not just Democrat activists, but prominent Democrat candidates and office holders are all have a brand new slogan, and it's abolish ICE.
Yes.
And it's been, you know, it's been amazing. So,
Can you imagine? I mean, who was it that ignited abolish ICE? But this upstart 28-year-old socialist from New York, who was one of the first to go out and yell, "Hey, let's get rid of ICE!" And you think, you know, that's ridiculous. That'll never happen. And now you've got the Hollywood celebs in line saying, "Let's get rid of ICE." Like, that is a brilliant idea. Why don't we get rid of the police officers too? While we're at it, okay?
Well, that's, you know, we see what people don't realize. And by the way, when we talk about you, you were talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who that was her central slogan. Then we had Senator Kristen Gillibrand. Then we had Senator Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Cynthia Nixon, the candidate for governor, and on and on. We even have a congressman who's actually introducing legislation in the House to abolish ICE. And this is what people don't realize, and it's coming out now, is ICE was formed after September 11th. It was we reorganized our system of protecting the homeland. That's when we created the Department of Homeland Security and several kind of agencies that were split apart were consolidated into ICE. ICE doesn't just handle really just immigration. It's involved in national security. It's involved in law enforcement. It's involved in anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism activities. It's involved with dealing with criminal drug traffickers, child exploiters, money launderers, arms dealers. It just goes on and on.
Yeah.
This is a major, serious, important, significant agency that engages in vital functions, and one of them happens to support the Border Patrol and happens to shore up the integrity of our sovereignty and our border. But you know what? If the Democrats are going to scream abolish ICE and they're going to make that part of their platform for the midterms, it's going to not play well with the voters.
Well, kind of amazing. I mean, it still shocks me, James, that this young girl who's had no political experience, she comes out with this slogan to abolish ICE, and you got Gillibrand, you got Kamala Harris, you have what you would think are seasoned politicians. I mean, they're so over the top, and now they should know all this stuff that you're talking about. I doubt that Ocasio-Cortez is really familiar with all that ICE does. All she's responding to is what the media has told her and the pictures that they have contrived and how they're presenting this stuff. But it's like, you know, why are we in this mess at the border to begin with? And what we've been talking about, James, and you know better than I do, so I'm looking to you to clarify this, is how many laws were broken, you know, for these people that had to travel, you know, anywhere from 2,500 to hundreds of miles away to get to the northern border of Mexico to be at our border. How many laws did they have to break to get there? It wasn't just some, you know, hey, we're just going to march on down. I mean, there are international laws that they violated in ignoring their own embassy or the neighboring embassy, not to mention the sovereignty of Mexico, even though they let them go through. Because otherwise, if they decided to plant a flag in Mexico, how quick would they be arrested?
Of course, but now we have the election of a socialist president in Mexico,
AMLO,
who in his acceptance speech is telling people of the towns of Mexico to leave and start a new life in the United States. He preaches that all of North America and South America has a right, mm-hmm. an absolute human right, to cross the border into the United States. If he doesn't tamp it down, our borders are going to be overwhelmed. And, of course, the Democrats who preach open borders openly, and states like California that say they're sanctuary states, are going to be overrun.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's, I mean, what these politicians are doing, I mean, Elizabeth Warren knows exactly what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand are competing to get that far fringe left wing base that's going to vote in the primaries. They both want to get the presidential nomination. And that's why you hear Hillary Clinton, who at any moment will be screaming, abolish ICE.
Yeah.
They're all competing for the Bernie Sanders space and that far left wing part of the party, because those are the people that vote in the primaries.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, it's going to be rather interesting to see what's happening here. But again, with the election of AMLO, the new president, communist, you know, admitted president of Mexico, he could end up being the ultimate gift here, because it is going to call the question to American citizens: do you want border security? Do you want national security, or don't you?
Well, do you want America? Do you want America as a leading light in the world that has certain creeds that everyone believes in, that has neighborhoods with a high quality of life? Or do you want to turn America into Venezuela?
Exactly.
Because that's what the Democratic Party stands for now.
Yeah.
They stand for essentially a socialist set of goals, which means turning back the clock, which means reversing the kind of burgeoning economy that President Trump has set in motion, and taking away the tax cuts, mm-hmm. Having single-payer health care, which essentially means destruction to the health care system, turning the health care system into a DMV mm-hmm. kind of health care system, and an open border policy that just allows anyone in the world who desires to come to America, go ahead, come on in. Yeah. How many people would want to, throughout the world, come into an open border America? Would it be 500 million? Maybe 1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a limit to what this country can hold? I thought the environmentalists were telling us that there was.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, in order to keep the chaos going to whatever ends here, James, it obviously is the end for them is the destruction, as you said, of the great American experiment. And that's what we're looking at here right now. So we, the people, need to stand up and make sure our voices are heard, make sure that we're registered to vote, make sure we vote for the future of this country. After all, what are we going to pass on to the next generation? James Hurston, New York Times best selling author and legal analyst on Bill Martinez Live. James, good stuff. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook?